Wow, that's a lot of faces. And what a blessing that is.
Amen.
Forgive me if I'm a little hoarse this morning. I've got a frog in my throat. I know I say it, and I'll hopefully the Lord bless me to say it always, as it's a blessing to be in His house once again, to be here and to worship Him, we hope, in spirit and in truth, and I hope and pray that what we say this morning will be edifying to the church. The events of this past week have got me thinking about remembrance. I enjoyed what Dad had to say about Granny. She was faithful. She was always sitting right there. And I just hope that, that remembering her, remembering that legacy, her and Pawpaw both, were always sitting right there. And they're going to be, Pawpaw has been sorely missed, and Granny's going to be sorely missed. But I just hope, that I can remember that and carry that on, that we all can carry that on. Remembrance. Well, that got me looking into 2 Peter chapter 1. Peter here is talking to, he starts off in chapter 1, he says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Peter is speaking to those of like precious faith. He's speaking of, the child of God. And this is, this is a familiar scripture to us. He goes on and he tells us in verse, starting in verse 5, to give all diligence to add to your faith, virtue and virtue knowledge and knowledge temperance and temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then in verse 12, he says, Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. Peter, he was an apostle. He also was an elder. He called himself an elder. Here he's given us some words of wisdom, some words that we can grow by, some words that we can take to heart, that we can use in our lives to honor and glorify our God in heaven. He tells us, there's things that we need to add to our knowledge. There's things that we need to be doing in our lives. And he says, in verse 12, he says, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. He doesn't want to not forget to always remind you of these things, to remind us of these things, to add to knowledge, virtue, and what was mentioned earlier. But to have you in remembrance of these things, though you know them. We know these things. We hopefully we are reading the Bible and, have these things always in the forefront of our mind, and we come to places like this to hear God's word preached. And we hear these things often. But if you're like me, I have a short memory, and I tend to forget. And I think Peter here is you know, he's saying that, you know, we need to be reminded of these things often. He goes on to say, he says, "Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance." Always in remembrance. You know, we have, you know, think, like I said, the events of this week have just, you know, brought lots of memories to my mind. Wonderful memories. And I'm sure all of you can relate. You know, there's things in your lives that, you know, you think back on. That's good to have. But it's also good to keep God's word in our mind daily. I've also been thinking a lot of, you know, doing and living God's word. You know, and it's good to, you know, let me go off in a little rabbit hole here. What also got me thinking this week is, you know, on how, whenever I was in the military, how they taught us to remember and help us to remember, especially when I was flying. You know, we would, the way our school was set up is we would go, they'd give us a section of the manual to read, and we'd read it, and we would talk about it in a classroom setting. Then we'd go out to a simulator, and we would, practice these things. And then we'd go back and we'd read some more. Then we'd go back out and we'd practice again. And then we'd go out to the jet and we would, you know, practice again. It just reinforced our memory. It gave us a muscle memory, you know, so that, you know, when we are out flying, we don't really have to think. You know, we just react. We act. God's word is the same. You know, you read it, and then you go out and do it. And you go back and read it again, and then you go out and do it.
Right.
And it becomes a muscle memory. You know, it becomes just natural, you know, we hope natural to us, you know, that we go about our lives every day. You know, this is our checklist, if you will. This is our guide. This is our manual to life. You know, it's full from front, from Genesis to Revelations. It's full of things that help us throughout our lives. You know, it helps us in, you know, what we just went through as a family and the loss of a loved one. You know, it helps us to remember that she's not suffering anymore. She's in heaven right now, you know, rejoicing. You know, that gives us a peace. You know, that gives us a peace, a comfort in knowing that. But wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. You know, and I hope and pray that, you know, the elders that God has called, and I know they do, you know, I'm not saying they don't, but I hope and pray that they always, you know, remember that. As Peter here says, you know, to not be negligent, just always in remembrance of these things, because we need them. We need them every day. You know, not just on Sunday, but every day of our lives, that we remember, you know, to grow our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I hope and pray what I've said was be edifying unto you, and ask that you continue to pray for Brother Clayton.